Another thing that we should have in our mind and we should consider is the present situation which we are going, conditions of the Middle East, etc. And this is not anything new. This was right from the beginning when the two sons of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam were born, Habil and Qabil. Then from that time already fitna started. Qabil was jealous of his brother, and then finally he killed his brother also. He didn't know how to bury him also. Allah sent two crows, and they had a fight, and the one killed the other one. Then he dug a hole for that crow, and he buried that crow. Then he learned from there. And from there, just see that jealousy that he had, because he was jealous of his brother as far as the marriage arrangements were concerned. So that guna of murder, till Qiyamah is on his head. And anyone who murders anyone anywhere, and how many people are getting murdered, a share of it goes on his head. Allah protect us. So here also is this jealousy that of, especially of Islam, which is, whoever studies it, even the enemies of Islam, they see the beauty of Islam, the justice in Islam, the fairness, the real remedy and the real social order that should be there is of Islam. But because Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was not from them, from the Bani Israel, from is the progeny of Ishaq alayhi salam, they've got this enmity, and it was shown right all the time. It was there all the time. And in the time of Hazrat Umar, who was the murderer of Hazrat Umar, Firoz Lu'lu, was one of these enemies that they were. And then, of course, in the time of Hazrat Usman, radiallahu ta'ala, how much of animosity and fighting they had caused. In the time of Hazrat Ali, even more worse. Then in the time of Hazrat Hussein, Karbala. And today, we should also remember, take this lesson, that the enemy of Islam, they show their love for Islam. In the love of Hazrat Hussein, they do all the martyrdom and all the funny things. But they are the murderers of Hazrat Hussein, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And now they're showing to the world a different picture. So this is common in the world, it's carrying on. So the martyrdom. And that is now a little bit history. And there is much, much more, of course, very much more. And then if we look in the future, then from where will Dajjal emerge? And whose progeny will be Dajjal? He will be a Jew from Iran. That is going to be Dajjal. So from where even the past, present, and the future also. So with all these things, people, there are scholars who present arguments that we must look at it from this angle, look at it from that angle. But see who are our enemies all along, who are our enemies. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam had foretold that the Bani Israel, they were divided into 72 groups. And my ummah will be divided into 73 groups. And the most important for us is our akhirah, our iman, that we go with iman. That is the most important. So, and Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam warned, of the 73 groups, only one group will be Naji, who will get salvation. And then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam asked, who are they? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam say, Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. That which I am on and my sahaba, that one group. So see, am I in that group? That those who follow the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma'ana alayhi wa ashabi, the ahli sunnah, those who are on what Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is, and wa ashabi, my sahaba. On what line they are? Who are the people who swear the sahaba? Who are the people now? Waliyazu billah, waliyazu billah. What words about Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anha, about Sayyidatuna Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, what is her position? That Allahu Akbar, for whom ayat of the Quran Sharif were revealed. For our Taraweeh won't be completed until we don't read those ayat. Such a great woman, as one alim put it very nice, that who is more superior, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, or Hadrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Fatima is part of me. Fatima is part of me. And on the other hand, Hazrat Aisha. So he explained that on Qiyamah's day, Hazrat Ali will be holding the hand of Hazrat Fatima and entering into Jannah. And Nabi Ali salatu wasalam will be holding the hand of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala and entering into Jannah. So what a woman. And to speak one word. If a person hasn't got one namaz to his credit, hasn't got one roza to his credit, but if he who fought for the honor of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, ilmuddin, what is his position? Allahu Akbar. So that is Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to consider all these matters and be concerned about our iman. And there is nothing like confusion. There is too much confusion. The scholars, etc. Islam is a clear-cut thing. So it is clear that we should see who we stand with and who we support. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, guide us towards righteousness and take us towards His pleasure. Forgive us all our sins. And Allah Ta'ala be pleased with us and take us to the righteous, to the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Mm-hmm.